come out to support this struggle for a really long time. So welcome POCC artist Jocelyn.
Thank you for allowing us to speak and give a solidarity statement. I'm POCC artist Jocelyn, representing the Prisoners of Conscience Committee. And, you know, we have always supported our brown brothers and sisters who have fought this oppressive political power struggle, power structure. We recognize that our unity with brown people stretches as far back when this country stole their land in the first place and brought us here Africans as slaves. So we continue supporting our Native comrades who are fighting to get their land back and to make it known whose land this is. The destruction of South Central farms was just another strike against oppressed people. And we recognize what it is. It's another attack to make sure that we don't achieve our own self-determination. Recognizing that, it's important for both black and brown to unite. And just like the POCC has supported South Central Farms, we have supported the fight to fight HR 44337. Similarly, our brown comrades supported us renaming 2337 Monroe Street to Chairman Fred Hampton Way. They support us in pushing that investigation to open up and find out what happened to Chairman Fred on December 4th, 1969. Just like we support our Native comrades and call for the release of political prisoner Leonard Peltier, they support us and we call for the release of political prisoners Mumia Abu-Jamal, Imam Jamil Al-Amin, the Angola 3. You know, there's a lot of campaigns there's a lot of things that's going on that are brought down by our enemy that affect both of our communities. We're both fighting police terrorism, the gangs that come into our community and kill our young brothers and sisters. You know, recently we were fighting to bring support for police terrorism cases like Gus Rudley in San Francisco, Raymond Smoot in Maryland, DeAndre Brunston in L.A. So once again, we just want to close up and make a statement of solidarity for those who are continuing our struggle, recognizing that our friends are those who are oppressed and who struggle for freedom, and that our enemies are those who create the conditions of oppression and who benefit from it. We recognize that some of our own might have the interest of our oppressor and might open up the doors for our oppressor to come in and further promote their imperialism. So we struggle against those too. We recognize that it's important for those who are friends to unite in solidarity and find our points of unity and push further for self-determination and freedom. We also, as the POCC, right now are really pushing for Mumia Abu-Jamal. He's a political prisoner that has been locked down for 25 years. This year, the state will decide whether they kill him or give him a free trial. Yet, support for his case has dwindled in the past 25 years. We're trying to really bring it up, mobilize it, because it could be Mumia Abu-Jamal today, but Leonard Peltier tomorrow, or your cousin the day after that. So this is just another symbol of how they try to take our leaders away to demoralize us from fighting for what's right. So we gotta all get it together. We have posters, we have postcards, we have email information, so hopefully you'll come and find us and learn some more about Mumia Abu-Jamal, the POCC, and the campaigns we have going on. Once again, I want to thank y'all for letting us come up here. Free them all. Free all political prisoners. Free Aaron Patterson. Free Leonard Peltier. Free them all.